Well, we got to get finished with the book of Jude. Almost the last book in the Bible, but not quite. And we got down to verse 13 last time. I'm always asking the Lord, what did you put this book in the Bible for? Every time I read the Bible, what? I don't want to miss anything. I spent too many years reading the Bible and not knowing what I read. So now I want to look at each verse. Try to know, what am I reading? Yeah. Well, like the Ethiopian guy said to Philip, said, do you understand what you're reading? He said, well, how can I unless somebody tells me? You know, so there's no way to kind of fast forward this. So I got saved in 1969. That's about 42 years now. Spent most of it not understanding what I was reading. And there's a verse in the Bible that says, he who walks with wise men will be wise. So I began to seriously listen during church and read other books of what does so-and-so say about this. And I never wanted to do that, because when I got saved in the Jesus movement, we were spirit-filled, spirit-led. Everything is the Spirit, so we don't want to study anything too much because the Spirit will tell it to us. So we were very spiritual, but there needs to be a balance where if you can't learn from anybody, then that's called pride. And it's called spiritual pride. I remember asking one of the leaders of the spirit-filled movement back in the 60s, he's one of the very top leaders, why they did things this way, and he said, I guess it's pride. Well, I was pretty honest of him. So we want to ask the Lord to help us understand the book of Jude, because it's in here for some reason, and I don't want to just read over it and go home today and say, I have no idea what we just read. We'll ask the Lord to help that not to happen. So Heavenly Father, you've brought us on a long journey through many valleys and many mountaintops, but we're still back here right where we started, at your word. Your word was the thing that caused us to want to follow you. Hearing your word, by reading it off the page, and we could feel it resonate in our spirit that this is real. This is God's word, and that's what brought us to you, because it says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So here we are back again, Lord, and we want to ask you to give us understanding this morning, to understand your word. Only you, your Holy Spirit, can open up our minds. We can understand like little children. I pray you'd show us what you want us to know out of the book of Jude now. I pray that you command Satan to be bound from doing anything he wants to do at Victory Church this morning. We pray together in Jesus' name, amen. So here we are. We're down to verse 14. It's been talking about some crazy guys who are trying to disturb the church and coming up with their own doctrines. And they're kind of mixed in with the Christians. And so he says in verse 14, and about these also Enoch in the seventh generation from Adam prophesied, saying, behold, the Lord came with many thousands of his holy ones to execute judgment on all and to convict all the ungodly of all their ungodly deeds, which they have done in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. So, there is a thing called the Book of Enoch. It's what they call pseudographical, which means that it is like this thing, what was this movie that came out a few years ago? I can't remember the name of it, the Da Vinci Code. That's it. Yeah. That was based on taking a bunch of books that were written after the Bible times and saying that Jesus had Mary Magdalene for a girlfriend and that they had children and that there's secret things that these guys wrote about that nobody knows unless you study these extra books that somebody wrote. And you know, we've got the Mormons with their extra books, and other people and other religions that I've never seen it doing any good, you know. It's just, in fact, the last verse in the book of Revelation says there's real danger for anybody who adds anything to this book. So I'm very careful of any other books besides this book. So the Da Vinci Code was totally to make fun of Christianity. I think it was, some famous newspaper this week, like New York Times or Washington Post or something, that they have to throw this out there every so often. This guy wrote an article that, what if the Bible was just written by a bunch of men and it's really not from God? And very sneaky, he says, you know, no matter who wrote it, I don't really care, because it has a message of let's all be nice and love one another. So let's not worry about who wrote it. Well, I do worry about who wrote it, because if it's not written by the hand of God, then, you know, we're all in a big mess. You know? So the Bible is always attacked, and it's always proven itself to be true. But these so-called extra books always get us, lead us off in trouble somewhere. Good morning. We're in the book of Jude, about in the middle of it. So, why in the world would Jude quote a book that's not in the Bible? That's the problem that we're up against. And I think last week I mentioned that Paul quoted several books that were not in the Bible. And it kind of presents us with a problem. Like, I think that we're all too much like little sheep that you got to be real careful what you do with young children. I'm teaching my daughter to drive, if I'm driving a little too fast, and I say, well, I had to pass that guy, so she says, oh boy, I want to drive like daddy. And I got to be really careful, you know. So if we say that Jude quoted the book of Enoch, and then I'm telling you the book of Enoch is not in the Bible, then what's it doing being quoted here? Well, what if the book of Enoch said that, guess what, everybody? Good morning, hallelujah. 2 + 2 = 4. Then what's wrong with that? But if the next verse it says, let's all go out and smoke dope or something, then we're not going to, you know, we're not going with that. But what Paul did and what Jude is doing here is saying, okay, this is the culture of this time, and this is what will get your attention. You guys, you know, have read this book of Enoch. So if I can find something true that it did say, I'm going to go with you on that. Like, okay, you know, I remember how this book that you guys love to read said that? Well, that's good. Let's use that. So that's why I might be talking to, in the world I live in, with computer people. These computer nuts, their whole life is to turn on the computer in the morning and be on Facebook or whatever, and that's their whole world. So I might say something to them like, how do they say that? Morning good, and seeking you shall find, which would be Yoda from Star Trek. You know, he said everything backwards. And, you know, they'll all crack up laughing. You know, like, yeah, that's right. You know, that's how so-and-so talks or whatever, you know. And so that's just the culture we live in. Their whole life is Star Trek and whatever else is out there. Or you might say, I'm unfriending you. Or did you get my tweet from Twitter? And so that's just the language nowadays, you know. So if I said something to somebody like, I got your tweet yesterday, it's kind of funny, does that mean I think everything on Twitter is great? You know, I'm just trying to relate to this person at work who I'm living for several years every day. They see me more than my own family. And I'm trying to get in their world a little bit to let them know I'm not a complete idiot who lives in a cave. You know, I use Facebook and whatever. And, you know, how's it going this morning? You know what I mean? So I don't consider that a sin. Now I know, because we grew up in a lot of really strict Pentecostal churches when we were growing up, and it would be, you know, absolutely not. You do not go on Facebook, and you don't do this, and all your girls have to have dresses that drag the ground so we keep the floor swept. And so it just seems we get extremes, you know. I'm just trying to be a friendly guy if I talk to some of my friends about the culture that we have nowadays, okay? So you can pray for me, but I don't see anything wrong with it. Now, if there's some dirty movie, I'm not going to talk about that, you know. But whatever I can, I'm trying to let them know I'm part of your life. We all live here in Dallas together. And yes, I saw that thing on Facebook. Did you see this? Did you see the talking babies this week? That's the big thing this week, these two twin babies talking. So, you know, Christians are considered to be morons who belong to a cult. And like my family up in Ohio, they've